Who needs an alarm clock when you've got the farm babe? Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Time again for another Checkoff Chat. It's brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And for our dairy industry, remember, you're a part of this too. For all the calves that you've marketed, the Holstein steers that you've sold, all the cull cows that you've let go, they become a part of our beef industry. You can find more details online for any of the things that we talk about at beeftips.com or via social media, Wisconsin Beef Council, of course, or behind the beef.com. That's that special blog that our guest in studio puts together for fantastic information. Jade Farbo back along with us from the Wisconsin Beef Council. She does a lot of the social media outreach that is so successful with today's consumers. And Jade, we're doing all kinds of outreach in the month of June, although May might have been beef month in Wisconsin. You guys have got the running shoes on in June right away, starting next week with your partnership here in Madison for the Mad Burger Week.
Yes, absolutely. So Madison Burger Week is going to be June 8th through the 15th. It's a pile of Madison restaurants or Madison area restaurants that would like to participate. They feature one burger off of their menu. Many of them make it special just for this event. And then when you go into that restaurant and order that burger, a dollar of that profit is then donated to the River Food Pantry.
Do you remember how much money River Food Pantry got last year from just that event? I know it was kind of tough. I want to say it was somewhere in the neighborhood of like $3,000 by the time everything was said and done.
Right. I think it was about $3,700, which would equate to almost 4,000 burgers that were sold. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And knowing that it's helping folks in the community is a wonderful thing, too. And now we're going to be out and about with Jade and Angie Horkin and the rest of the Wisconsin Beef Council staff to do our own sampling. We're going to share it with you live via our Facebook Live feed. So you got to find Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. And we are going to, what are we? Last year, I think we hit 5 different spots, didn't we?
5 different spots, and we were very full by the end of it.
That's a, you know that you're up to the challenge. You know you're up to the challenge until you're staring at that fourth or fifth burger and trying to get excited in front of the chef because the chefs are happy to show this off.
Right. The chefs come out. They're excited for us to be there. The chef comes out and he explains what he made, what went into it, and they're so excited to see us take that first bite. And by the end of the day, we are so full.
We had a really great lineup. I want to thank the Wisconsin Beef Council for setting up all of our visitations last year. The ones that rated high, I know in our visits, we were at Cafe Hollander. That's right by Hilldale. Also had a chance to try Gray's Tide House. They came up with a super unique burger for their event. Heritage Tavern was another one of our stops. I know we went up into the Wanakee area. There we go. That's the name that we're looking at. And I'm trying to think. We had 5 different stops. So like I said, we'll try to keep you informed as we do Facebook Live from those locations coming up next Tuesday, the 12th, with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And folks need to remember they can vote kind of online after they get done with the experience. Don't necessarily look for the ballot in the restaurant.
Right. So you can visit their website at madburgerweek.com and vote for your favorite burger. They win an award at the end of it. In addition to all of this money getting donated to River Food Pantry, they also win an award. So it's good to go in and vote.
Now, if that's not enough to get you active during the month of June, we want to remind you, yes, no surprise, it's June Dairy Month, but that also involves the Wisconsin Beef Council. You guys are going to be out and about at quite a few of those events. Tell me why.
So, as we all know, dairy producers are also beef producers. When her time is done at the dairy farm, she does go into the beef industry. And so it's really important that we're there and we are in just as much a support of June as Dairy Month as our dairy producers are. And so we are out and about at different dairy breakfasts, and we will sample some beef recipes because one particular meal that we don't maybe use as much beef in is breakfast. And we have some really great beef breakfast recipes that we love to share.
And they're simple. I've seen them. In case you haven't ever noticed, Yankee likes to sample. I'm an equal opportunity eater, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And you guys have some really easy to do breakfast menus, and they're portable for a lot of them too.
Absolutely. And you can make them ahead and freeze them and warm them up the day of. We have burritos and muffins and all kinds of different scrambler recipes to get your protein fill in the morning using beef.
And if Sarah, their nutritionist, was here, she'd say that's the best time to get your protein because it's going to satiate you, and then you'll be able to perform better, and you can come back around and you don't have to worry about empty calories that you grabbed at a vending machine. So see, Sarah, you made an impression on me. let's talk a little bit more. Jade Farbo in studio with us, one of the assistant communications people with the Wisconsin Beef Council. She's got her pulse on what's going on with the social media side of things. Let's talk a little bit more about how you interact with the general public, real professionals that are involved in the nutrition industry, might be involved in education, might not be involved in anything that's really close to production agriculture, but they are consumers or they are influencers of what people eat or what people think. You do a lot of farm tours through the course of the summer. Tell me how those work.
Absolutely. So farm tours to the Wisconsin Beef Council are extremely important. Being able to get these influencer groups on the farm, really show them what we do every day. We don't have anything to hide. There's nothing scary going on the farm, but they just don't know these things. And so we'll take groups like Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. We'll take groups like public health conference attendees. We've taken chefs and culinary students, as well as family and consumer science teachers. A wide spread of people, and our goal is to take people who are going to touch a lot of other people. And so my goal with taking dietitians is that they're going to share our message with their clients. Or our goal with taking family and consumer science teachers is that they're going to share that with their students. Mm-hmm. And so them being able to be on the farm and see it from them for themselves is really important to turning and bridging that gap.
You know, to be honest, folks, I've gone on quite a few of these farm tours, and the response and the change of opinion or the change of perspective that happen at the end of these tours, you don't have enough money in all of production agriculture to buy advertising or anything like that to change those. They have to actually feel it, see it, touch it, connect with it. And that's why you've seen it yourself, haven't you, Jade?
Right. And just being there and seeing it from themselves makes a huge difference. I post on social media, and sometimes people are afraid to comment or they don't feel comfortable asking questions that way. But you're right on the farm. You have the opportunity to ask staff or the farmer themselves these questions about production agriculture. And we can kind of debunk your myths as they come up.
Well, and sometimes I think people need to go to the actual facility to see physically. They don't know what goes on. They don't know where cattle walk, or they don't know how they're fed. They don't physically see the setup. Once they do, then like you said, then they're brazen. Then they've got all kinds of little kid questions coming out of these professionally trained people.
And I guess if we flip roles, I wouldn't know my way around an operating room,
right,
or I wouldn't know how to teach a class of freshmen in high school. And so they have their specialties that we can learn from, and we have ours that we can show them to.
Have you ever counted up how many people in a summer you estimate that you touch just with these farm tours?
In 2017, we took about 1,200 people on farm tours.
Wow. So listen, this is just as important for you beef producers. If you get approached by the Wisconsin Beef Council to host one of these groups, it's only going to be for a couple hours. And boy, please do not say no. Please step up, producers, and open your farms as best you can to the folks that are on these tours, because you never know when you're really going to make an impact in somebody and change their whole professional spin on what Wisconsin beef is all about. Good deal. If we want to find out more about the farm tours or anything like that, Jade, how do you suggest we connect with you?
So you can visit our website, beeftips.com. We have a farm tours page where we explain who we're taking, who we visited, and really what were our outcomes for that day, as well as our blog, behindthebeef.com. I'll post some articles and pictures up there, too. Always follow along on social media. Sometimes we go live from the farm. Sometimes we have our attendees post and tell their stories and their experience, and I think that is extremely beneficial. Let's hear it from somebody who went and was there.
Yeah, for sure. Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. All right, Jade Farbo in studio with us. I'm getting excited for Madison Burger Week coming up next week, Tuesday the 12th. And of course, more of those farm tours to come. And if you see the staff from the Wisconsin Beef Council at any of the dairy activities going on this month, please do say hello and let them know you heard Jade talking about it on the radio. That's your checkoff chat for a Monday. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Bryce Knorr, commodity specialist, Farm Futures Magazine, farmfutures.com, back along with us.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.